Good afternoon. Skies remain generally mostly cloudy across interior New York and New England, and still some scattered rain showers, primarily along the coast and in central and eastern New England, but these should diminish and move to the east along with the front during the remainder of the afternoon. Temperatures will hold steady behind the front, generally in the 30s with some lower 40s. High pressure will continue to build in tonight, and skies will become clear. It'll be a relatively cold night with temperatures back into the lower to mid-20s. This will set us up for a dry and sunny start to the new year on Friday morning. Temperatures will start out in the 20s, but climb into the lower to mid-30s for daytime highs with increasing clouds. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the storm system, which will evolve out of the Mississippi Valley and head toward the eastern Great Lakes for Friday night. Precipitation will overspread the region, beginning primarily as snow and some sleet up until around midnight. Then, as temperatures in the mid-levels of the atmosphere warm up, we'll see a transition to sleet and freezing rain as we get deeper into the night. Eventually, with even milder air coming in at ground level, a change over to just plain rain is likely before the sun comes up on Saturday. Some places will hold on to the mixed precipitation for longer and could see some icy spots on Saturday morning, but for the most part, we'll see rain showers to start the weekend, ending by about lunchtime before we dry things out on Saturday afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. We'll get a bit of a break with a new area of high pressure building in on Saturday night and into Sunday morning before another disturbance tracks in our direction from the deep south. This one will take a track more off the east coast, allowing for colder air to dominate, and as a result, we have a better chance at more in the way of some light snow rather than mixed precipitation into Sunday night. We'll dry it out early next week with highs in the upper 30s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, large parts of the nation will have stormy weather as we welcome in the new year. A strengthening upper-level low moving across northern Mexico into southern parts of the plains will be the driver for an active weather pattern from the southern to central plains along the western to central Gulf Coast, through the lower to mid-Mississippi Valley, and across the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, and central and southern Appalachians. This upper-level low will push a storm system north from eastern Texas into the mid-Mississippi Valley today and tomorrow. A wide variety of weather is expected with this storm, with heavy snow from southwest Texas into western Oklahoma, eastern Kansas, and northwest Missouri. Icing is also likely across these areas and points east into the mid-Mississippi Valley into the northern mid-Atlantic. On the warm side of this storm, heavy rain and potential flash flooding are on tap into early New Year's Day from eastern Texas into southeastern Oklahoma and much of Arkansas. Farther to the east, severe weather is likely along the Gulf Coast from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain tapering off the showers in the mid-40s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 61 set in 1895, and the record low 17 below zero in 1917. Sunrise 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening 4:31 p.m., 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, any remaining showers will move out, then some sunshine today. It'll be breezy with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy with some sunshine breaking through later today and highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Still the risk of a scattered shower, otherwise dry with mostly cloudy skies and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy this afternoon, breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for New Year's Day, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the upper 30s, mixed precipitation Friday night and leftover showers Saturday morning, dry in the afternoon, lower 40s, a good chance of snow on Sunday in the afternoon, mid-30s, and mostly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with highs in the upper 30s. Stay safe and Happy New Year. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.